Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. There has been for some time now research into the effects of exercise on people with different neurological and physical disorders. It kind of stands to reason that for people with any number of diseases, physical activity can be beneficial. From swimming to yoga, walking or running, it's not really surprising that people are involved when being treated for a disorder like Parkinson's disease. But tonight we're going to hear about an unexpected exercise some Parkinson's patients are getting involved in, boxing. Our Lee Wilkins will talk with Kelly Stockton of the Human Performance Institute about how the unique nature of boxing can have benefits for patients at various levels of severity and how strength and balance has helped with rock steady boxing. Kelly Stockton, our guest tonight, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
Good evening. This is Lee Wilkins, your co-host for Thinking Out Loud. And with me in the KBIA studio this evening is Kelly Stockton, who, among many other things in life, is a coach with the Human Performance Institute here in Columbia. She works with Parkinson's patients and teaches them how to box. Kelly, welcome to Thinking Out Loud.
Thank you.
So how in the world did you get started working with Parkinson's patients and boxing? Two things that do not go together normally.
You wouldn't think so. I have been teaching kickboxing for a couple years now. And as soon as I stepped foot into the Human Performance Institute, I got to shadow a class of rock steady boxing and I was hooked. Just by the people, the atmosphere.
All right, so we've got a couple of things to unpack here a little bit. So first, explain to me a little bit about the people who are in this class.
There's no one explanation. It's the guy next door. It's the girl that has an early diagnosis. It's somebody who's wheelchair bound. It's somebody who is a retired teacher. Everybody.
But they all have Parkinson's disease.
Correct.
At one, I want to say at one level or another of severity. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
And so, okay. And so they're all Parkinson's patients. They all come how many times a week?
Some people come 2 times a week. Some people come 4 times a week. We also have a yoga class that they'll stay or come early to class and do yoga as well.
And so, okay. So that's a little bit about the people. Now tell us a little bit about what is your role? What hooked you about this?
What hooked me is helping people get better, helping people find that balance that they thought was gone, helping people get stronger.
And in order to do those things, what are some of the things, in addition to boxing, that you work with the students in their rock steady class to do?
We work on voice. We work on dexterity. We work on balance. We do fine motor skills. We do brain games. We do quarterly picnics just for camaraderie. We do name calling, teasing, all that kind of thing, just
okay.
To keep it fun.
And what kinds of exercises do you have people do? Or does that, I'm assuming it varies a lot, but what are the sorts of things that you're giving people exercises to work on?
Well, each week from the headquarters in Indianapolis, they give us a plan of the week. And I like to follow that just because it makes it easy on us as coaches. And we use our own creativity in that plan of the week. Take, for instance, last week was slow it down. So we slowed down the movements, we worked on form, we worked on technique, and a lot of people were seeing big results just in last week of, oh, wow, now I can do the speed bag better than I've ever been able to do it. Or now I understand that I need to fully extend my arm, and I thought I was moving a lot more than I really was.
And are these things that people sort of, do they verbalize this to you while they're in class? Or is it, I know there's a lot of talk during class
Yes.
and also after class.
Yes.
What's that all like?
I try to get them to talk trash to each other, but they're all too sweet and too nice. They won't do it. They laugh and they say trash, garbage when they're boxing. But a little tough love is what they're supposed to be doing. They talk about their day. They talk about their symptoms. They talk about what they had for dinner.
And I assume that some of that is just finding a community of people who are having, if not the same struggle, at least the same sets of struggles.
Yes.
And sort of helping them get a little bit of strength and support.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. And so then, okay, so we're doing exercises, which I think some of our listeners might recognize. How does the boxing part work into all of this?
Boxing is one of the hardest workouts. Actually, ESPN deemed it the hardest cardio workout, and several studies done on exercise and Parkinson's disease have concluded that forced intense exercise can slow the progression of Parkinson's. So when we're boxing, we're working on balance, hand-eye coordination, speed of movement, agility, muscle power, mental focus, and rhythm, all things that need to be worked on with the disease. It helps with tremors, just that force into the bag, like hitting the bag. It helps with rigidity. It helps with muscle stiffness.
And so it helps with all of these things. I mean, I know you're not a physician, let alone a neurologist. But I'm assuming that one of the things that's happening is you're sort of, is the people who are doing the exercises are at least building some new neural pathways, mm-hmm. so that the things that have been affected by the disease, now they're finding sort of a way around. Is that a reasonable summary of what's going on?
I think so. People are finding out that they can do things that they didn't think that were possible. They're finding out that, hey, I don't need to sit in this chair the whole entire time. I can get up. I can walk around. I can be mobile, and then taking that back into their daily life.
And I imagine, if nothing else, psychologically, that's probably a huge
yes.
boost, because this is a very tough disease.
Yes. Depression is one of the major symptoms of Parkinson's. So having this is a huge boost in their mood. And I
assume, like for the rest of us, when we exercise, it's supposed to release endorphins, mm-hmm. although occasionally I don't know where mine went. but nonetheless, so I assume that the release of endorphins, that also helps with the depression.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So of the folks that you're working with here in Columbia, like how long have you been working with most of them, and what are the kinds of things that you sort of see when they kind of walk in the door? And then we'll talk a little bit about, well, after they've been in the program for 6 months or whatever. So how long have you been doing this? And then when people come, what do you see?
Sure. I have been doing this for a year now. The first day I went to a class, I shadowed the previous coach and just fell in love with the group, really. I see them walk in like it's their job. They take it very seriously. They don't like to miss. They come in and they don't act like they like to be pushed, but I kind of push them.
Okay. And then, when you say push, it's not a physical
push,
right?
No.
Okay. No. So when you say push, what do you mean?
They've nicknamed me the drill sergeant because I push them out of their comfort zone. I make them talk louder. I make them count. I make them hit harder. I make them move a little bit differently. We get into these ruts of, oh, I'm doing this and I'm moving the way that I feel is comfortable. But when you don't have someone there pushing you and giving you that tough love, you just, there's no benefit. There's no change. So if you don't have someone to kind of push you there, metaphorically, then there's really no change.
So when a person first comes to Rock Steady Boxing, what are the sorts of things that you tell them? What are the sorts of things that you need to encourage?
A lot of times, the first time they see a class, their eyes are like silver dollars. They're just bewildered. And I'll introduce them. And one of our voice activation techniques is a get-to-know-you question. So I try to think of very random, off-the-wall topics to talk about, like what's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten, just to get them talking and conversation going. A lot of times people think that it's just a fitness class, and they're scared because they hear, oh, it's boxing. I've never done boxing a day in my life. But once they view and observe a class, it's a lot more comfortable the first time they come and put those gloves on, because they know that we sit and we joke, we talk about random things. We take pipe cleaners and we string beads on them. We write our names to practice handwriting. We do all kinds of things. So they get that comfort in knowing that I'm not just going to be that drill sergeant and work them for an entire hour and a half until they can't stand up anymore.
Okay. And so you just said something important here. Class lasts how long?
90 minutes.
And 90 minutes, and I know because I've seen a little bit of it, that there's a warm-up, mm-hmm. and there's also plenty of time for conversation.
Yes.
But there's also a lot of work during that 90
minutes. Yes, there is.
That 90
there minutes. Really is. During that 90 minutes, we do that get-to-know-you question. We do voice activation. Take, for instance, today, we practiced falling safely. So I got out the big blue mats, and we all took a turn falling, and trying to make sure that we didn't fall with our hands down to break a wrist or something like that. We just cross the arms and tuck and roll. So that took up a little bit of the class. And then if there's someone new that day, we go around and we introduce each other. We do a fair amount of work on the bags. One of the main things is each class, each boxer needs to glove up and hit the bag. And then we have a pretty good cool down and some more chatter and lots of water breaks.
Well, and I imagine that gloving up in and of itself is an accomplishment, because for some people that
yes.
that manual dexterity, even with boxing gloves, is kind of hard.
Yes, it is. We have gel gloves that they wear underneath their boxing gloves that are fingerless, but it can be a challenge getting the fingers in the right spot to go into the glove and then putting that gel glove inside the boxing glove.
And so is that more or less to protect your hands so that if you did hit something hard, we're not breaking bones
yes.
or spraining
yes.
fingers or whatever it
yes.
is? And so when people first come, that one of my responses was my mother told me not to hit things or people. Now you're asking me to hit a thing. This is uncomfortable.
It
How
really
common
is
that response?
It really is very common. I have to get them out of their comfort zone, and I have to get them thinking that when they step into that boxing ring, they're not sweet Sally or, you know, the school teacher, the kindergarten teacher. That's not who they are. This is the chance that they get to act and become someone who they're not used to being and just have fun.
And so when they first come, what are the sorts of things that you're looking for? Are you looking for just power or balance or just
everything? We go over the punches with them, make sure that we're not just throwing them into, hey, here you go, here's a combination, do it. We explain the punches, we break them down. We have lots of help, cornermen who help us hugely. It's a family member of someone with Parkinson's. They usually come and help. We have volunteers. We tend to have pretty big classes, so lots of times people are going around and helping people with the form, and we always make them keep their fists up at guard to protect their face, because I say that's the most important, is protect your moneymaker. Protect your face. And I think a lot of times they don't know what to think after the first time, but they always come back. And they keep coming back, and they keep returning, and they love it, and they just become part of the family.
Well, I think the become part of the family is in part of it. I mean, it's you miss the people if mm-hmm. if you miss, in addition to the physical activity. So in the year that you've done this, and for the folks who've been coming for most or all of that year, what are some of the changes that you notice, and what are some of the continuing struggles?
The tremors, the muscle rigidity. That's always going to be a struggle, because while there's no cure for Parkinson's, we're working to slow down the progression of symptoms. So we're not going to necessarily reverse any of the symptoms, but we're going to slow them down. And in my time, I've seen people do a plank for a full minute when they never thought that they were going to be able to do anything even remotely close to a plank.
Okay.
I've seen people get down on the floor who say, I don't get down on the floor. I've seen changes in their physical ability.
And do they notice those
oh,
changes?
Yes. Oh, yes. They get so excited. We have contests. We have plank contests. We have wall sit contests. And I'm always walking around saying, pull your feet out a little bit more in that wall sit. Because at the same time, I don't want them injuring any body parts or anything
right.
like that. So they're very competitive too. just like you or I would be in the boxing gym. If you and I were in there together, I'm going to outlast you. You better believe it. So that's how they are.
Okay. And so you said we have big classes. So how big is big?
Let's see. Friday, we had 20. 20 in a class.
20 in a class.
Yes.
And nobody left black and blue. Is that right?
No, that's correct. That's correct. Although we do glove up, we don't hit each other. Mm-hmm. It's a big rule that we don't hit at home. We only punch the bag when we're in the class. Safety is number one.
And I imagine that some of that is also, it takes some fear out of things. I mean, I know that young people are not so much, but as we get older, falling becomes a big deal.
Sure.
And a scary thing. So I imagine that some of that learning how to fall is maybe takes a little bit of fear out of what's happening to you as this disease progresses.
True. It certainly can. It takes the fear out of, I'm going to break my wrist also.
Yes. Yes. So you said family members often come. Mm-hmm. What do they do?
They help immensely. Our volunteers and cornermen are the heart and soul of our program. We couldn't do it without them, honestly. And actually, this month is Cornerman Month. So if anybody around has any cornermen and knows that those caregivers are working hard, just take the time and thank them, honor them.
Maybe a little extra hug?
Yeah.
Okay. So do most of the people, when they come to Rock City Boxing, most of the time, is it a family member who always comes, or is there like a schedule? So
typically
I know
it's a family member. We do evaluate people on what type of fall risk they are. We give them we go from a baseline of their physical abilities, and based on a scale that we have, if someone is a fall risk, we need to require that they do bring a cornerman with them. Just because some of our classes do get so big and we don't have the manpower to have someone assigned to each boxer. And especially the bigger we get, the more volunteers are super important.
So, and I imagine one of the jobs of the cornerman, in addition to sort of being your literal backstop in some senses, mm-hmm. but also if they notice that somebody is in trouble or maybe going down, to sort of cushion the fall or help it,
yes.
or in some way. In
yes,
some
we
way.
Use gait belts sometimes with people who are, a bigger fall risk. We'll have people stand behind people. So if they see them kind of take a step backwards, they'll be there to catch them. We do get down on the floor and do floor exercises. So that's one of the big things with Parkinson's is getting back up off the floor. And it takes some time. Sometimes we'll need to be there and give a hand. And we can't pull everybody out of the floor. So we have to have those volunteers help us.
Okay. You said that you get a weekly, I'm not sure if scheduled is the right word, but a weekly outline of what you're going to do. And that comes out of Indianapolis?
Yes.
What's in Indianapolis?
Indianapolis is the home of Rocksteady Boxing. The founder, actually, is Indiana prosecutor Scott Newman, who was diagnosed at age 39. And he discovered that training like a boxer, non-contact, of course, lessened his Parkinson's symptoms.
And so he discovered that, and then what happened?
Well, initially it was intended as a program to help people battle young onset Parkinson's disease. And over the course of many years, the program evolved to accommodate and help people of all ages and all stages. And once the word got out about Rocksteady, Indianapolis just started needing a lot more help because people were coming from all over the world wanting to come to this facility. So in 2012, they created the affiliate program, which is what we are at MUHPI. We're an affiliate, and we use the message from Indianapolis to continue to spread the boxing-style training with people with Parkinson's, and it's now international. We have affiliates in Japan, Italy, Canada, Sweden, Netherlands, Norway, Australia, all over the United States, in towns and cities and all over.
So if I have Parkinson's and I'm traveling, I can maybe drop in on a Rocksteady boxing class somewhere away from
Absolutely.
My home class.
Absolutely.
And does that happen here very often?
Yes, it does. All the time. People typically call first, but we're always going to be open arms, and we'll see a little bit different style of things that people bring from other places that they've been. Like, we have one boxer who prefers to box barefoot. And the first time I saw him come through, it scared me. And I thought, he's going to step on something. He's going to cut his foot. I had a big, long talk with him about, I'm not comfortable with this. And he's like, well, I'm not comfortable boxing with my shoes on. I'll be absolutely fine. And, you know, the coach before you let me do this. And it's like, okay, we'll see. But nothing's ever come of it. And he happily boxes in his bare feet. And
so you learn things from your Rocksteady clients as well as Versa Visa.
Yes.
So I understand at some point pretty soon, the Rocksteady group from Columbia is actually going to Indianapolis.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
When does this happen and what happens when they go?
Coach Jordan planned a trip to see the boxing facility to kind of see how they do it. A few participants have signed up to go. We're just going to carpool up there and attend a boxing class at the home of Rocksteady. And then they're all going to go out to brunch with the instructors out there and some of the participants, and then head back home.
Well, that, I was going to say that should be a wonderful outing. Does our Rocksteady group, does that happen often, or is this kind of the first time?
This is the first time. We've talked about getting a group together and going out and just kind of seeing what it's like, but this is the first time it's come into fruition.
Okay. So say I'm a person listening to this, mm-hmm. and I have a family member or a friend who has Parkinson's or maybe looking at a Parkinson's diagnosis or whatever. How do I go about becoming part of the Rocksteady Boxing Group? I'm assuming that at some point I need to talk to my doc, right?
Yes, we do it on a referral basis. We ask that since it's becoming so popular, lots of other chronic diseases are seeing the benefits, and we have to limit it, this class specifically, just to Parkinson's and Parkinson's-like symptoms, which include Lewy bodies dementia. We get that referral from your doctor saying, yes, they do have Parkinson's. Here's a little bit of background about them, you know, medications, injuries from the past and things like that, so we can keep them safe. Then we just do an evaluation and we go from there.
And how long does that evaluation take? I'm assuming that they have to come into
Human
Performance Institute to do the evaluation.
Yes. We set up an evaluation. They come in comfortable clothing. They do a few simple tests, one of them being a sit to stand, where in 30 seconds they just stand up and sit down as many times as they can.
Okay, this is a test that I'm still having trouble passing, so there we go.
Parkinson's or no Parkinson's,
that's right. Exactly right.
and it's a basic test for everybody. It doesn't have to be just Parkinson's. It's to see your balance and see how you are as a fall risk, and we let you take part in the class after we've done that evaluation, just kind of get to know things and participate and have fun.
And so let's say that my doctor says this would be a good thing for me mm-hmm. to do, and I have the support to come in and so forth. Is this covered? Is it an additional fee? I mean, how do people pay for it?
They pay out of pocket. Unfortunately, it's not covered by any insurance. But if you do have a health savings account, you can use the funds from there. We just contact me or the facility, muhumanperformance.com. is our website. It has class times, it has fees, and a little bit about the class. You can give us a call. The number is 573-777-4417, and just say that you would like to schedule a time to come out and see what we're all about.
You said that having learned this with Parkinson's patients and Parkinson's disease, that now the medical community is looking at saying, could this be, or something like this, be effective for other diseases?
Sure.
So what are the things that are being explored now, even if we're not yet at the point where we would do that?
Well, exercise has been shown to benefit everybody, cardiac patients, cancer rehab patients, you and me with no chronic disease. It's the new form of medicine without having to take medicine, and people are starting to catch on.
It's kind of, in some ways, I think it's kind of preventative.
Yes.
At least that's what I tell myself.
It really is. It's like prehab, pre-rehabilitation.
That's a good name for it. Okay, so You didn't go into this to do this. You went into it with other goals in mind. How has this sort of changed how you think about what you do in the way of physical training and exercise and, you know, all of that sort of things? How has this sort of affected you?
It lets me see a whole different world of people needing exercise. It lets me see that even more so, we're not guaranteed our health and we have to work at it. We absolutely can't just let it slide, because the more that we sit in front of that TV and don't do anything, the more we're stuck there and the more we have the risk for diabetes creeping up on us or heart disease. So getting up and moving around has become even more important to me. Watching this community battle Parkinson's and how strong they are, it's really eye-opening to my own regimen of exercise.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm assuming at some level they're a little bit inspirational.
100%. Yes. Yes. Very inspirational.
So to conclude then, for folks who have Parkinson's or a Parkinson's-like diagnosis, they should check with their physician.
Yes.
And providing that's okay, call or send email to the Human Performance Institute at the University of Missouri. And the class meets again when?
Monday through Friday. It's at 10 a.m. Monday through Thursday, it's also at 1 p.m. And we just added a Saturday morning class. Coach Jordan really felt like we needed that Saturday to get the people who are only coming maybe twice a week to come that third time in the week. And we just started that this past Saturday. So I'm anxious to get with her and talk about the numbers, because I think it's going to be pretty popular.
So to combat my Parkinson's, I can do this 6 days a week.
Yes, ma'am.
With a group of people who have similar challenges and probably have some fun in the bargain.
Absolutely.
As well as helping my own health.
Absolutely. Okay. That no one likes to exercise in an unfun environment. So that's what we do as coaches, is try to push, smile. We make everybody else smile, even though with Parkinson's we have the fallen face. So making them feel good on the inside is what it's all about.
Thank you very much, Kelly Stockton with the Human Performance Institute. And for Rocksteady Boxing, this is Lee Wilkins for Thinking Out Loud.
And thanks to Lee Wilkins. Boy, terrific program this evening. I think that was a very interesting conversation. Our thanks again also to Kelly Stockton from the Human Performance Institute here at the University of Missouri for bringing us some interesting stories there about boxing for Parkinson's patients. And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Quick reminder, you can hear past programs in the Thinking Out Loud series. Just go to our website, kbia.org, and click on Programs for Thinking Out Loud. And I'm on Twitter at KBIA Morning. We'll be back next Tuesday with another Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. Till then, for Lee Wilkins, I'm Darren Hellwedge. Have a great evening.